podcasting now.
You're listening to a Dom in the Morning with Emily and Jeremy podcast.
Emily has a little money story for us.
I think a lot of gals in my generation can relate to this because one of my besties is the breadwinner in her house. She makes a boatload of money, and her husband makes a very good living, but just not as much as she does. And he's also not as responsible with his finances as she is. So she has just completely taken the reins. And they do have a joint bank account, but because she is the main contributor to said account, she actually has him on a weekly allowance. However much it is, let's say it's $300 a week. And that's his money to go get a burrito and put gas in his car and buy a pack of gum if he wants minty fresh breath.
$300 a week is not bad.
It's pretty good.
I don't know the amount. So I'm just pulling that number out of the sky. But and then she also has it set up. I mean, it's a fraud thing, but I also think it's a very good way for her to keep tabs on her finances, that every time their little card is swiped, you know, at Target, King Soopers, whatever.
Card?
Yep. Every time their debit card is swiped, she gets a little text message saying, hey, so-and-so just, you know, spent $75 at Target. And she'll be like, oh, huh, well, that's a little over his allowance for the week. What's going on at Target? So that's the situation. And I get it. And she's not the only friend that I know that is not only the main breadwinner, but has to kind of be the monitor, a.k.a. the mom of the finances.
How sad for this guy.
Well, some people are better with money than others. So
he's
you either
responsible
accept
with
it.
His money.
I know. What's his deal?
I have friends who his wife was the one who was spending and spending and spending and spending. And they would talk about it and they would get into fights about it because a lot of families fight over money. But what was the tipping point for them was when he discovered that in their joint checking account, she would take the checkbook and so that she didn't get caught. You know, like he could look and see what the next check was and see what it meant. She would, without putting it in the register, she would flip 2/3 of the way through the checkbook and pull a check out. You know,
like yeah,
if they're ahead in the sequence.
If they're on check number 1500, she would go ahead to like 1522 and tear the check out. And so he wouldn't even know until he got his statement or something.
And then they could fight.
And then they would have a fight. So she was delaying the fight.
Oh, man.
But that turned into an allowance situation where she lost all access to the checkbook and he would actually just give her cash to use, which drives women crazy because women don't like to use cash. They want their card or their checkbook.
That's ridiculous and not true. But I think
really?
Yes, Dom, really.
Please.
I'll fight
with you about that all day. But the point is, people get
physical.
Put on an allowance.
I remember growing up, my mom would always dole out an allowance, you know, on a every 2-week basis to my dad. He'd come into the kitchen and put out his hand and she'd have cash and she'd dole it out there on the table, what hers was for the week and what his was for the week.
You
and
know,
that was
sounds,
their spending money.
It sounds emasculating, or if it's the woman, it sounds
controlling.
Disrespectful or controlling. But having said that, it's the only way it works in some households because otherwise they're just going to butt heads.
It's just budgeting.
Right. Exactly. It's just a different. And you know, with my girlfriend, you either let the fiscally irresponsible partner kind of blow their wad on junk and gum and burritos, or you say, this is your money. I'm going to take control. This is how we do not, you know, get ourselves into the poorhouse.
Does this guy have a gum and burrito problem or something?
I think he does. He does.
At the same time, which is
really
right.
Yeah.
Don't even get me started on the guacamole, which is
goodness.
Extra. So, you own it and you understand. And I think a lot of people can relate. They're on allowances.
How many of our listeners right now are on an allowance? 303-631-1MIX, 631-1649. How many of you have put your SO on an allowance? And would you mind telling us how much it is? Because that's what we really want to know. What is the average allowance that a spouse is given?
Mm-hmm. How much do you spend on burritos in a week? What's your
I don't
allowance?
Even chew gum. 303-631-1MIX, 631-1649. Now, Altoids is a different matter. Burritos and Altoids. Here's Rebecca. Hi, Rebecca.
Hi.
So who's on the allowance? You, your husband, both of you, what?
We both are.
We do a budget every pay period, and we name every dollar, and one of our line items is blow money. And so we each get $100 every 2 weeks, $50 a week, to spend on whatever we want. You don't have to be accountable. You don't have to tell anybody what you spend it on. And it's really freedom for us so that, you know, we are accountable for every dollar we have and trying to be responsible with it.
And how much is it? 50 a week?
Yes.
All right, so you get a couple hundred dollars a month to go and play with. Mm-hmm. I remember us talking one time on our show when we asked people, what's the amount of money that you can spend before you have to ask permission? Do you remember that, Jeremy?
Yeah, because mine was $100.
$100. And there were people that were calling in that said it was $1,000. Like, they could spend up to $1,000 before they had to mention it to the other person.
It's nuts.
Hey, Rebecca, your budget, is eating out a part of your blow money, or do you have a separate budget for that?
Well, that's a good point, because we have eating out money in our budget that is when both of us are eating out together. So lunch money, like if my husband wants to spend his money at Burger King, then that comes out of his blow money. But like going out to dinner together and stuff, that's a line item in our budget as eating out.
Okay.
This is confusing and complicated.
I'm going to need you to stop saying blow money.
That's a different account.
That should be a drinking game.
That's a different line.
Different account.
Well, I'm going to put you, Rebecca, we got to run. I'm so sorry. We've got to take a bunch of calls. Thank you for being on the show.
You're welcome.
Have a great day. Thank you for that. Here comes Michelle. Good morning, Michelle.
Good morning. How are you all?
Tell us about your allowance.
So since we got married 22 years ago and we were, you know, on a real budget then, we've always given ourselves, both of us, $50 a week or $50 every 2 weeks. So every payday.
Okay.
So $100 less than what Rebecca was saying, but it does make you, you know, make good choices about how you want to spend your money. Strangely enough, I'm always the one who ends up having an empty pocketbook, whereas my husband ends up stashing it away and saving it.
That's what I would totally do. I'd be stashing in it.
Well, I want to ask some rules on this. If you go through your $50 early and your husband still has $17 left, can you borrow from his 17,
take a loan out,
and then pay it back on your next installment
with interest?
I've never done that. I figure, you know what, I'm out of money, so I'm out of money. That's life. But, you know, like the dinner thing, like Rebecca was saying, we go out for dinner once a week, and that just is on our credit card. Like, that's a family.
That's a separate line item.
Separate line item.
All right, I like
it. Do an allowance.
I'm glad you called. Have a fun Monday, okay?
Thanks. Have a great week.
Thanks. Appreciate it.
$50 every 2 weeks. I don't think we could do that. I don't think any of us could do that.
No, I couldn't.
That's all, Jeremy.
I could not.
Think of all the burritos not have.
Here's Mike. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning.
Who's on the allowance?
Both of us. We both have basically spending money that we don't have to account for. When we do more than the other two callers, we got $130
a week. $130
a week
for each, so $260 a week.
Yeah.
So you're spending, so between the two, that's $520 a month per person. That's $1,040 between the two of you.
That's good math, is what that is.
That's a lot of walking around money.
What are you blowing that on?
It depends. Like, it can be eating out for lunch or whatever. Or for me, like, I'll save up and buy parts for my Harley and different things like that.
Yeah, attaboy.
All right.
That's good.
So what about eating out? Do you guys use that out of your fun money, or do you have another line for that account?
So, like, if we're eating out together and we're taking my kid out to eat or whatever, we'll usually buy that out of our account. But our allowance money goes into two separate accounts that neither one of us sees the other one. So you can spend our on whatever you
want. Well, we're seeing the difference here. $50 every 2 weeks to Mike and his $520 a month. Mm-hmm. You the man. Have a great day, okay?
All right, you too.
Thanks for being on the show. Do we have time for one more? We do. It's Angela. Hi, Angela.
Hi.
What's your thought on this?
My husband and I have been married 12 years, and we have separate bank accounts, and we come up with a budget, which includes, like, kids' college fund, emergency fund money, things like that. And then we live within that budget. And if we make more money outside that budget, since we both work, then it's each other's responsibility to spend their money how they want. So therefore, at the end of the day, you're not arguing about money like, oh, you went out and bought new shoes, or you went out and bought that.
and it creates a rift in the marriage because of that.
I understand what you're doing, and I have always been a strong advocate for separate accounts in a relationship. And some people look at me like I'm crazy, saying, well, that's, you know, not romantic, or that's not whatever. I'm like, I think it's pretty wise to keep your own. Like, if you're, you're both working, right?
Yes, we both work.
So you're both putting money in.
Oh, yeah. We're both contributing. Yeah. And, you know, if I have coworkers that their wives are stay at home, and it's funny, when they come to work, they complain about their wives all the time about how she spent money on drapes, or she went out and bought shoes, or, you know, and it's like, well, why don't you give her allowance if she's not working? She should have her own account. I have to pay for daycare. If your wife stays at home, she should have money,
to
spend and take care of the necessities that she needs to spend as well. But
are these guys grumbling about that?
Oh, yeah. Completely.
So she's just supposed to stay at home with the kids and not have a dime to spend.
And no drapes.
Correct. Yeah, I thought there was a financial analyst a long time ago with a lady that said that if you choose to stay at home, that's fine and raise your kids, but your husband should be putting away money like in a 401k or something for you, because if you get divorced, you're left with nothing.
Yes, exactly.
At the end of the day. And you should be responsible for your own financial security if you do decide to take time off work.
All right. Well, listen, we got to run. Yeah. Angela, thanks for a great call.
Yeah.
Appreciate your time today.
You know, daycare can be, depending on where you go, like $500 a week. So those wives,
it's like another mortgage.
Yeah, they should get some sort of drape account.
It's always going to come back to the burritos, gum, and drapes, isn't it?
Well, wall dressings are very important. It really makes a house a home.
Brings the room in too.
It's true.
I've lived in my house now for 8.5 years. When I moved in, it had the curtain rod things above every window.
Oh, yeah, but no drapes.
There is nary a drape in 8.5 years.
You don't need them.
The rods
are overrated.
They're not. It's like the eyelashes to the eyes. How weird would your eyes look without eyelashes?
Well, there's blinds on each window. Fancy Hunter Douglas blinds.
Drapes are so 1970s.
It makes me think of my grandmother when I see drapes.
Come look at my new drapes.
No, there is a modern hip way to do every sort of decoration, including the window dressings.
Oh, let's get off of this subject.
God, I know. That was really boring. That was disgusting.
How riveting was that conversation?
Make sure you like us on Facebook. Just search Dom in the Morning with Emily and Jeremy.